Amen. Scripture this morning is Genesis chapter 32, beginning at verse number 24, and then we'll turn to Genesis 35, verse 24. You have it. Say amen. Hopefully it'll be on the screen. There he is. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. He said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." He said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." He said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and have prevailed." Then let's skip down to Genesis 35, verse 16. Genesis 35, verse 16. And they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath. And Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass, when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, "Fear not, but thou shalt have this son also." And it came to pass that her soul was departing, for she died, they called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. Amen. I come in the name of the Father. That's what I want to talk about. I come in the name of the Father. Genesis chapter 32. We hear a biblical account of Jacob. You know, Jacob had a twin brother named Esau. Yesterday I did a wedding, and they had two little girls. I don't know, they might have been about 3 years old or so in the wedding party. They were twins. And one of them was very energetic. They were flower girls, and one of them were very energetic and the other was very shy. How many of you know you can have two kids and they're different? In this case, Jacob and Esau. Esau was his father's son, if you will. He was a hunter and he was a rough cat. Jacob made cookies in the house. Jacob was a mama's boy. Jacob was his mama's favorite. Esau was his father's favorite. Jacob, the name Jacob means trickster, con man. I don't know who named him. Maybe his mama named him. I don't know. But his name meant trickster. And every time they called Jacob, they said, "Jacob," that meant "Con man, come here." Back in biblical days, names meant something. And so Jacob lived up to his name. How many of you know if people call you something long enough, you begin to act like it? And so Jacob lived with this name for a long time. And then one night, he had an encounter with God. And in that 24th
first, in chapter 32, verse 24, it says, and Jacob was left alone with God.
Look at somebody and say, you got to be careful who you're alone with. I know we're alone with all kind of people. Alone with your significant other, you're alone with your boys, you're alone with your girls, but you've got to be careful who you let convince you who you are. You got to be careful who you let prophesy over your life. I don't care if it's a preacher, you got to be careful who you let prophesy about your future. You got to be careful who you let identify who you are. But in this particular case, Jacob finally was left alone with God so that God could talk to him, so that God could tell him who he really was. He asked him, what is your name? Jacob says, my name is Jacob. And he said, no more shall your name be called Trickster. How many of you know that God is still in the name-changing business? No more shall your name be called con man. No more shall your name be called trickster. No more do you have to live with what other people call you. No more do you have to live with how other people have defined you. That's good news in this text this morning. The good news is you are not what others say you are. You are what God says you are. God says, no more, your name shall no more be Jacob. Your name is Israel. They've been calling you a trickster. I'm going to call you a prince. You are somebody. How many of you know that no matter what you used to do, God can see something in your future that will change your life and change your circumstance. And you got to make up in your mind that I am somebody, not because Jesse Jackson says I'm somebody, but because the God Almighty who created us in his own image has made us somebody. Now, he says here, Jacob, I don't know. How you feel about it. Sometimes it's scary to get alone with God. Sometimes we almost won't be alone with anybody else, but God, no. Sometimes it's tough to spend a little time with God, because how many of you know you can't trick God? I mean, I can tell you anything. I can tell you, yeah, you know, I got this. You know, I'm all right. But when you get alone with God, you can't put a fast one over on God. You've got to come just as you are. You've got to come clean before God. God's going to say, yeah, I know that. God's going to say, I know all about you. We get this mic right in a minute, because I'm going to preach this thing. Somebody needs to hear this. Because somebody have let some little joker define who you are. Some girl has let some little handsome, muscular guy define who you are. You need to get along not so much with him. You need to get along with God and hear what God has to say about who you are, even though you might have messed up. You know, sometimes anybody here ever mess up at least one time? Everybody's hands, both hands ought to be up. Just because you messed up don't mean that you have to stay messed up. Because God is, when you get along with God, God's going to say, I love you in spite of your mess. God's going to say, I can change your name. You know, you don't have to have your name changed on your birth certificate in order to have a change in your heart. Do I have a witness? To have a change in your character. Change you on the inside out. And I know there's somebody in here who knows something about being changed. So Jacob got along with God. And that's why, you know, that's really why most of us don't want to pray every day. Because we really don't want to change. Most of us don't want to read the word every day. Because we really don't want to change. Most of us don't want to go to worship every week. Because we really don't want to change. Because how many of you know, if you pray every day, and you read the Bible every day, and you go to church every Sunday, something's going to change in your life.
Something going to change in your behavior. And if it begins to change on the inside, it's going to change your character. How many of you know the word's got power? It's got power to make an alcoholic lay down the bottle. It's got power to make you change your lifestyle. It's got power to change you into what God would have you to be. So he says, what's your name? My name is Jacob. I don't know. Somebody asked you, well, what's your name? My name is Greg. My name is whatever your name is. Somebody said, no, that's not your name. Your name is prostitute. Your name is a hood. Your name is a gambler. Your name is your name is an alcoholic. Your name is a drug addict. Your name is a liar. You got to look at him and say, no, haven't you heard? That's my old name. But just the other day, I got a new name. And God gave me a new name. I'm a child of the King. I am a prince. I'm a princess. I'm God's son. I'm God's child. Just, I got a new name. And just in case you don't get it, and it's mine. And it's mine. Oh, yes, it's mine. I remember when Cassius Clay changed his name to Muhammad Ali. And the fellas who were fighting him didn't want to call him by his new name. And he just kept hitting them in the nose. Boom! What's my name? Boom! What's my name? Every now and then, God's got to hit us so that we can change our name. He can change because we are falling out with our old self. But the Lord has a way of getting you alone. And when he gets you alone, he can change your name. The other thing is, Jacob, when he changes your name, most of the time, he'll give you a limp. Because most of the time, we're not going to change our name until we hurt bad enough. But God, sometimes God's got to almost kill us to change us. And so, there's church folk in here right now. They look good, but they're walking with a limp. But look at somebody and say, I'm just glad to be walking. I'm glad to be standing. I'm limping along. I don't walk as fast as I used to, but the Lord saved me. The Lord changed me. The Lord gave me a new name. The Lord gave me a song to sing. I can't sing like some of these folk up here, but I got a song to sing. I thank God I'm not crying anymore. I thank God that I got a smile on my face right now. I've been through something. It might have killed somebody else, but what I've been through, look at somebody, I look good. You just don't know what I've been through. The Lord has changed me. I'm not the same as I used to be, and I came to you not in my name, in my Father's name.
I came this morning in the Father's name. Now if you move over to Genesis chapter 35, you know, Rachel was one of Jacob's wives, is one he really loved. Rachel, they've had some other sons now. They don't even count the daughters. They had some sons. Rachel is getting older. Jacob is old. Then they're on their way to Ephrath. They've been to Bethel. You know, Bethel. Look at that Bethel. They said they've been to church. Then they went to Bethel, and then they're on their way to Ephrath. And Rachel is pregnant. And Rachel had a difficult pregnancy. She had a midwife with her. Didn't have the modern conveniences some of these, you know, hospitals have today. She had a difficult pregnancy, and she was out, I guess you could say, like she was in a wagon. She was going to Ephrath. She was pregnant, and she was on her way somewhere, and she delivered before she got to her destination. And I can imagine it was painful. I've never been pregnant, but I've held Barbara's hand while she gave birth, and it just about killed me. She's trying to be tough. Like, you want some medication? No, I don't want no medication. She said, I said, give me the shot. Give me two of them. Rachel, she's having this baby.
she's having this baby, and she's out there, and she doesn't get to her destination. She has the baby in the wilderness. And she names the baby Benoni. B-E-N-O-I-O-N-I, Benoni. Which means son of my sorrow. Look at somebody and say, be careful who you let name you. Even if it's your mother. And so, Jacob is driving the wagon and he's doing whatever dad should do there. And Rachel dies in childbirth. And so Jacob comes in, and after all of the commotion and the midwife screaming and telling him, come here, you know, I can imagine it was a nightmare. And Jacob comes in, and he finds his wife, the one that he really loved, is dead, giving birth to his last son. And so Jacob asked the midwife, did she give the child a name? And the midwife said, yes, she named him Benoni. Which means son of my sorrow. Jacob says, no more. Jacob says, I know something about having the wrong name. I know something about having a name, having to live up to the name trickster. He says, no more shall his name be son of sorrow. His name shall be Benjamin, the son of my right hand, the son of my strength. The son of my deliverer. No more shall his name be son of sorrow. His name shall be son of my right hand. Oh, I don't know what your name was when you came in here today. Maybe it was son of a gun. I don't know. Whatever your name was, I am a living witness. He's able to change your name. He's able to give you a second chance. No matter who defined you before, you are not who you are unless God, you spend some time alone with God. Everybody has got to spend some time alone with God. You want to become your best self. You can go to every self-help club in the world. You read every self-help book in the world. I like self-help books. I read some of them myself. But until you come alone with God and spend some time with God, never mind what John Maxwell says. Never mind what whoever your favorite author says. What does God say? When you read the Bible is full of people. Not only did Jacob have his name changed. Remember Shadrach and Meshach? They're the names. They're the names that Nebuchadnezzar gave them. If they lived up to those names, they would have been burned up in the fiery furnace. But God gave them other names. And God can give you and I a name. And so when you go to the doctor and the doctor says, you got cancer, I want you to say, I don't claim that name. I claim healing. When you go into you go before the judge and the judge says, well, I got to sentence you to whatever. You might say, well, I might have to do some time in jail, but you cannot do nothing with my spirit. I'm delivered. I've been set free. I've been changed. My name's been changed. You're going to put me in jail, but I'm going to use that time to get myself together. And so I come at you in the name of Jesus Christ. I came to you in the name above every name. There's power in his name. There's healing in his name. There's salvation in his name. There's peace in his name. I don't come in my name. I come in his name. He is able to change your name. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. He is Lord of all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
Oh, we can learn. This word is for young people. You're getting ready to go away to college. Some of you going back to your sophomore year and your junior year. Some of you going to your freshman's year. Be careful who you let define you. I don't care if it's a professor, because you know sometimes those professors tell you, well, you're not smart enough to be at Syracuse. I want you to think this in your mind. Don't you tell them this, though. In your mind, if they tell you you're not smart enough to be at Syracuse, in your mind, you say, you a liar. Don't you dare tell them that. Because I know some of you said, my pastor said to tell you. I said, in your mind. And then once you say that, you go back and you get down and you study. You cut out the party for just a little while. You go back and you spend some time in the midnight hour. And you say, I refuse to let you define me. I refuse to let you talk to be all in negativity. I am somebody. I got a mind and I can do what God says I can do. And I come in the name of Jesus. I break this bar. I break this chain of negativity that holds me down and that imprisons me into yesterday. I come in the name of Jesus. Whatever I've done yesterday, it will not imprison me today. I call on the name of Jesus that I can let this relationship go, that I can let this bottle go. I come in the name of Jesus that he will deliver me. I know what you say I am, but I'm claiming what God says I'm in. He is my Father, and I come in his name.
So I walk out in his name. How many of you know you can be more than you look like? You can look like you got one foot on the grave, or one foot on a banana peel, and another in a grave. I have been here long enough that I've seen some people in this church. I see somebody looking at their watch, I know. I got a watch too. I got a big clock back there now. Thank you, Miss Spellman. Miss Spellman bought a clock for us. Back there on the wall, it's big enough for me to see with even these eyes. I've been here long enough to see people. And today, even yesterday with Harold Dow's death, some people look like they're the picture of health. And then some other people look like they're about ready to go. But look at somebody and say, it's not over until God says it's over. He's able. Do I have a witness? Just because the doctor said you don't have much time. I've heard of doctors who said, well, you got 6 months. It's been 15 years. I remember hearing Deacon Sproul, he's not here today, say when he was a child that they said he had rheumatic fever, I think, and that he wouldn't make it but a few more years. He's been around here more than 70 years. You can't just take what somebody else said. Look at some, say, you are not God. My hope and my confidence is not in you. My hope and my faith is in the God who made the heavens and the earth. And though he slay me, yet will I trust him. I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me. If he brought me to it, he can bring me through it. Do I have a witness? I know he can. And since I know that, I'm just going to worship him. I'm just going to praise him. I'm just going to break out in a hallelujah. I'm just going to act crazy for Jesus for just a little while. I'm just going to tell you that I trust him, that I'm sold out to him. I remember Mrs. Wade, Deaconess Wade. You heard me say that so many times. I go in to see her. Some of you go in to see her. And Mrs. Wade was in the hospital. I can't even tell you how many. I was here before she died, probably 20 years, and probably 10 of those years she was in the hospital in and out, week after week and month after month, and I go and have a little prayer with her. Miss Wade be in the bed. She worship in a minute. She would worship in a minute. I thought I was going to sneak in and have a little quick prayer and get on out. And she start telling me about the goodness of God right there in her bed. She might start crying. She might start praying. And then one thing about it too, you cannot assume that a sick person is weak. I go in there, start praying, and then her and what's her name? You know, she's the Mother Clark. Lord have mercy. Don't let her grab your hand and her to take over the prayer. She'd be praying and squeezing my hand. She was a strong woman. She is a strong woman. She'd be praying. And I got that ring on my finger. And Jesus. And I'd be crying out, help me, Lord. I wanted to be macho. I didn't want to act like I was such a weakling as a preacher. I had to stand there and take it. And I kept saying, amen. 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 And she gets longer. The longer I say amen, the more she goes into second gear. Don't you assume just because somebody is sick that they're weak. Some folk are stronger in their sickness than we are in our strength. Or maybe I should talk personal here. What I'm trying to tell you is this. There is a name above every name. And that name is not Muhammad. That name is, oh, do you have his name? Do you know his name? I mean, I know you know how to spell it, but do you know him? Do you have a little talk with him? Did you talk with him this morning? Is he able? Can he do it? Can he make a way? Can he heal the sick? Can he put a roof over your head? Can he put food on the table? Can he be a friend to the friendless? Can he make a way out of no way? Isn't he Lord of Lords? Isn't he King of Kings? Isn't he the one who will give you a name? Isn't he one that will adopt you into his family? No matter what others say, you are my daughter. You are my son. You are somebody. You are a child of the King. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I come in.